listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Very happy to be joined right now here in the Dog Bowl in Berea live by the new starting quarterback of your Cleveland Browns, Johnny Manziel. Johnny, congratulations on being promoted to being the starter. What was your reaction when Mike Pettine told you this morning?
Kind of caught me a little bit off guard, I guess, a little bit this morning. I'm just coming in on the bye week, trying to watch some film, get ahead for the next week. But, you know, very excited. You know, I think this is a great opportunity for myself and, you know, a chance to continue to build on, you know, my progression throughout the season. So I think it's awesome.
Did he comment on what it was that you did on and or off the field that gave him the confidence to make this decision?
I think he said, you know, that I'd earned it. You know, I think I'd earned this opportunity, and that was the really the only thing he said. You know, I think obviously last week and individual play and not, you know, progressing the way that, you know, that I wanted to throughout the season was the big thing for him. So, you know, I think he trusts me going out there and being on the field and putting our team in a position to try and win some of these games down the road.
And how fulfilling is it for you? Just obviously, you know, everyone gets drafted, especially guys in the first round, high expectations, both for them personally and for the club that selects them, to go out and be a starter. And for you, being patient and playing the role as the backup throughout your career. But now, just to kind of to take you from Texas A&M, you know, kid from Texas, to be able to come here and be a starter, you know, and have your job not really in doubt moving forward throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I've had to go back and look at, you know, guys who had been drafted in the past, you know, a couple of years in the first round, and, you know, see that not everybody's progression has come in from day one and be the starter and be the guy. You know, guys have had to sit for a couple of years, some 4 years, some one, some, you know, sporadically thrown out, you know, on the field here and there. So just continue to reassure myself that, you know, come in this building every day, do what I need to do, continue to try and get better, and then, you know, whenever I do get an opportunity, try and make the most of it. And I think that's, you know, what I've tried to do this year for the most part.
You know, we talked about coming out of that Cincinnati game and watching that tape, that I thought it would be a great opportunity for you to be able to play again immediately against Pittsburgh and see the progress. And I thought it was staggering how much better or more comfortable you look going through the structure of the offense from the pocket. Was that a massive point of emphasis? And how did it feel for you compared to, say, your other starts with what you did in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was like a massive point of emphasis. I think it was more of just, hey, stick longer on this progression, stick there longer, you know, trust those guys up front, and just work through your progression like the way that we talk each and every week, and have a sheet of paper that tells you, hey, when he goes here and this goes this, that you know, you get the ball to this guy. So I think just trusting in, you know, our scheme and our plan and just staying in the pocket. And then, as you can see, like on the second drive, being able to go through my progression and then step up and get out of the pocket and hit Travis on a long ball down the left hash to try and make something happen. So it's still that fine line of, you know, when to stay in, when to go make a play. But, you know, I think it's, you know, slowly but surely starting to come together the way that I want it to be to try and be successful.
Being on the sideline, one thing that was clear to me in the game against Pittsburgh, and really every time you've been out there, there's no more vocal or bigger supporter of you than Josh McCown. What has he meant to you in your development this year, and how did he handle the news this morning?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak for Josh on how he handled it this morning, but I'll just speak, you know, on just the knowledge and the heart and everything that he's brought to that room that we have downstairs has been, you know, impeccable. He's been awesome. You know, as you guys could see on Sunday, you know, he was all the way out on the field with a call sheet in his hand and a headset on, trying to, you know, piece together everything and help me out and show me, hey, you get this, go here with the ball, this, and this. So, you know, I'm very, very thankful he's in the room and all the guys that we have in the room, from Austin to Connor to Kev. You know, I think that bond we have and the group of guys that we have down in that room is the reason why the quarterback position this year has had success.
And along those same lines, that's where my question was going. You mentioned Kevin O'Connell. Just talk about his role and having, you know, worked with him, you know, getting ready for the draft and having that continuity, him being a younger quarterback coach in his first opportunity and kind of like latching arms with you and dragging you along through the development process of being a potential starting quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, Kevin O'Connell's a guy that, you know, I moved out to San Diego once I decided to go to the draft and worked with every day for 3 months, pretty much until draft time came, until it was time to do a pro day. So I was a guy that taught me fronts, where a mic point is, what all this stuff. So it's been really cool to have him here, and obviously it's a little bit different setting, obviously, have him as a coach now. But, you know, just coming from the point of when Coach Pettine got hired here and him telling me in San Diego, oh, I know Coach Pettine. I worked with him when I was in New York. To being here today is really cool. And he's a guy that's on top of his stuff, man. He knows his football, and you know, he's I think him being a younger guy obviously helps translate well with everybody that we have in the room. So like I said, it's a good mesh, and you know, I'm very thankful Kev's here. I think he's done a great job.
What did it mean to you to hear Joe Thomas's comments yesterday that, you know, based on everything you've done and shown in your growth and your performance, that absolutely it would be A-okay with the locker room for them to turn the reins over to you?
Yeah, it's a far cry from last December, last January. So, you know, like I said earlier in the year, I just wanted to put my head down and start stacking up days where I'm doing the right things and putting the right foot forward. So, you know, obviously means a lot from a guy who's a staple of this foundation, staple of, you know, our offense. So, looking forward to being out there with him for the remainder of the season.
And when you hear things like that and you know you're promoted to the starting job, do you feel almost a bigger sense of responsibility now than in your previous role, and how do you plan to attack that, if yes?
Yeah, sure. I think this obviously is, you know, a big step for me, and, you know, the first time I've really got this type of promotion in my career. So, you know, I've seen, you know, two guys come in the past couple of years and handle the starting job, just in and out of the building, in the locker room, et cetera, walkthroughs, you know, whatever the case may be, meetings, and they have handled it really well. So I think I've, you know, got a chance to learn from those two guys, as well as Josh this year coming in being a, you know, a seasoned vet for sure. So there's expectations, and I'm trying to meet those for sure.
Now, before you step away from the game of football for a few days, because it is the bye week, and obviously most likely why Coach Pettine named you the starter now, are you excited at all about getting into those meetings, maybe with John DeFilippo, with Kevin O'Connell, to kind of say, okay, these are my strengths, these are what I grasp really, really well, and maybe in some cases these are things that we haven't done very well, as either as an offense or that I haven't done, that kind of like build this offense to just change slightly to your strengths, you know, as a mobile passer in the NFL?
I think last game did a good job of getting us out on the perimeter and getting some keepers and some nakeds and some fakes and being able to utilize my ability. And I think, you know, as the bye week goes on, you know, that's what they're going to be doing. So, you know, once they get a call sheet or get a game sheet dialed up, you know, I'll go in, slice it, here's what I like, here's what I don't like, and, you know, we'll mix and match it together as a unit the way we have, you know, for the entirety of the season.
You talked about wanting to get reps because it feels like the game's slowing down for you every time that you play. Is coming out of Pittsburgh, is this the most confident you've been in your abilities as a quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I did some of the best things I've done in my career so far, but at the same time, you know, I'm not going to, you know, not get too high, not get too low. You know, there was obviously a little bit of a cushion lead there, where they're playing a little softer zone here and there. So just continuing to try and, you know, get better is the key for me going throughout this week. So, you know, bye week, whatever the case may be, you know, just push to continue to try and pick something up here and there that's going to help me and continue to slow that down for me moving forward.
With the announcement coming today that you will be the starting quarterback for the remainder of the season, does that change what you are planning to do for the bye week in any way or your preparation going forward?
You know, me and Coach Pat talked about that, you know, a little bit today, and, you know, he said, he doesn't want to micromanage me or any of the other guys, you know, getting out of the building. You know, I let him know that, you know, I'm not going to be a distraction for this team, for this organization, or do anything that's going to, you know, be shameful. So I'm going to get a chance to shut it down for 2 or 3 days, and, you know, I'll get back, you know, earlier in the weekend if I do decide to go somewhere, and, you know, get back in and get ready for Baltimore and get some of these extra days of preparation in.
Would you call yourself a film junkie? Do you feel like that's something at the NFL level that you've really gotten into?
Yeah, I think – I don't know if I can sit there and do it on my own, and but with the guys that we have, you know, me, Austin, Josh, Connor, sit around, you know, after practice and stay in there and make sure that we get done when we need to get done and then some. So I think we really have a good room and a good system going that we're going to continue to try and follow that schedule, follow that system as the season heads on and gets into the longer days of the season, obviously.
Are you excited to embrace the leadership aspect that comes with being a starting quarterback in the National Football League? Because being a starter for 1 week or being a starter for the rest of the season are two different things. And are you excited to embrace that? Because guys are going to look to you to be the spark, to be the leader. You know, even in a season at this point where you sit at 2-8, you're the spark moving forward throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I think these guys have all the confidence in the world that we're going to come out and compete in some of these games, and we're going to win. You know, we're going to win going towards the season, finishing the season. So, you know, I think with all the guys we have, the veteran O-line that we have, I think I'm very hopeful. I'm very, you know, excited to push through the season and get to these games in the end. And knowing that, you know, I've been named the starter and get a chance to go out and, hey, you're going to make some mistakes through this process. Young quarterbacks do. So, you know, learn from those mistakes and like I said, just try and keep us in as many games as possible and do some good things and, you know, get these guys excited.
I'm sure it's not lost on you, but you'll be making your debut as the official starter for the Browns on Monday Night Football. Quite a nice national stage for you. Is that something you're looking forward to, your first Monday night game?
Yeah, Coach Pitt said, you know, couldn't be much of a better stage. So I think it's a, you know, it's a great opportunity for us to go out on national television and try and get, you know, get another win for the team. Just continue to push it forward.
I know you're close with John Gruden. Have you heard from him since he will be in the booth for that game?
I haven't heard from him today, but he did text me after the Pittsburgh game and, you know, just told me to keep plugging away, doing some good things. So, you know, that's a guy that's helped me quite a bit, and you know, it'll be very cool to see him on Monday night for sure.
Speaking of the Pittsburgh game, take us inside your mind for a second. Obviously, the first pass play didn't go like you wanted it to, but you showed tremendous resiliency, and I think that was something Mike Pettine talked about in his press conference yesterday. What was your mindset when that play happened? You're on the road, Heinz Field, the terrible towels are out. It's obviously a tough place to play, and yet you kind of rebounded from that very quickly. Just walk us through kind of your mental state there.
Yeah, I think it was obviously just kind of a little bit of a fluke play. I mean, I grabbed the ball and just felt like I was grabbing an ice cube and just kind of just slipped out of my hands. And then, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to our defense right there, holding them to only three. That's a big stop to go three and out and make them kick a field goal.
Yeah.
And then just getting back to the sideline, just kind of talking to Josh and just kind of had to laugh it off a little bit, like what just happened. There was a lot of game left, you know, and you can get in the tank and it can be a really long day and go a different way. So to end up, you know, having the day that we had offensively, even though we wish we would have put it in the red zone, you know, a couple more times and put some more points on the board. You know, we left a lot of opportunities out there, but to rebound from the way that first drive went, you know, was a positive thing to see.
I noticed you spent some time pregame talking with Mike Vick. Care to share anything that you guys discussed?
Yeah, it was a really cool moment for me. A guy that, you know, I had looked up to the way that he played, his playing style when he was playing with Atlanta. And I remember every video game I ever played when I was a kid. You know, I played with him and played with the Falcons. And for him, just to come up, and we had spoken before on social media over the past couple of years, but to finally get a chance to meet him, you know, I told him I have to get a, you know, a number 7 Falcons jersey signed and put it up in the basement for sure, because that was between him and Vince Young, those were two of my favorite football players growing up of all time. So, you know, it was a really, really cool moment for me. And
did he have any advice for you?
You know, I think he said, you know, people don't understand it's hard to play this position, and it takes a long time to try and learn the ins and outs of the games that make these great quarterbacks successful. And he said, just continue to be patient, man. Keep plugging away. You know, he thought I'd done some good things this year, and you know, he's a big fan. So that was a really cool conversation for me, a really cool moment.
Last one for me, and it's just simply, as a former player, there's nothing better than playing the game of football and getting back to the game that you love and having fun with the people that you enjoy it with. And I'm sure that's, you know, along with leadership and the accountability of being a starter and the business side of football, you're just going out to play a game that you absolutely love and have fun with your guys. And that's not what this is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's fun to get a chance to go out with these guys and, you know, throw the football around. And, you know, it's a great thing to have a sport like this, a game like this, as your profession with a great group of guys who you love and you have a lot of fun with. So I think you hit it right on the head. You know, I'm excited. I know these guys are going to come out and play their butts off the rest of the season.
Did it feel a little different for you practice today, and how did the teammates kind of react to you?
Yeah, it's a little different being a bye week, and some guys are getting some rest and some guys aren't. But, you know, for the most part, you know, I was bouncing around and had a lot of energy. So, like I said, it's an incredible opportunity. I'm very grateful for it.
Johnny, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on being promoted to the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and best of luck to you the rest of the way.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
All right, that's the new starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, Johnny Manziel. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, get your reaction, 216-578-0850, and hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, on CBD here on ESPN 850 WKNR.